If you want to know how to watch out-of-market NFL games, then you're a fan that falls into one or more of these categories. Transplanted or bandwagon fan. Fantasy football fanatic. Sports junkie. The objective here is to determine the best way for you to stream NFL games, depending upon which category you belong to. But first, in order to provide some perspective, as well as a basis for comparison, we're going to cover how to watch in-market games. Here are the pros and cons of some of the most popular apps and services for watching in-market NFL games, without needing an antenna. We'll start with the cheapest and work our way up to the most expensive. NFL mobile app. Pros: it's 100% free, and you no longer need to be a Verizon subscriber to use the app. Cons: you can only stream live to a smartphone or tablet, and screencasting to a TV is blocked. Locast. Pros: although it's technically free, you need to donate at least $5 a month to use it. Cons: it's only available for 23 US markets. Amazon Prime TV. Pros: totally free, but it does require an Amazon Prime subscription, which costs $119 per year. Cons: it includes Thursday night football games only. Sling TV. Pros: at a cost of $45 a month, it's the cheapest paid subscription service listed here. Cons: includes only 10 hours of cloud DVR, and it's 52 available regular season NFL games for the 2020 season is tied for the fewest on this list. AT&T TV Now Plus. Pros: at $55 monthly, the 145 available NFL games for the 2020 regular season is second most on this list. Up to 500 hours of cloud DVR storage. Cons: CBS Sports is not included unless you get the max package for an additional $25 a month. You cannot stream to gaming consoles. Hulu Plus Live TV. Pros: with Hulu, you get 243 NFL games to watch for the 2020 regular season, which is by far the most. At 23 cents, it's also the cheapest on a per game basis. Cons: you can't stream to a smartphone. YouTube TV. Pros: for $65 per month, you get unlimited cloud DVR storage and 140 available regular season NFL games for the 2020 season. Cons: its price is the second highest for a live streaming subscription. It's also not available on Amazon Fire TVs. Fubo TV. Pros: a subscription to Fubo TV with the Sports Plus add-on includes the NFL Network and NFL Red Zone. Cons: you only get 52 regular season NFL games for the 2020 regular season, and its $76 monthly charge is the most expensive of the live streaming services listed here. Now, as far as how to watch out-of-market NFL games, here are your options. Free websites. Pros: stream any NFL game free of charge. Cons: these are mostly illegal sites that are filled with malware and inware, and usually don't last very long. Viewing is generally limited to an internet browser. NFL Game Pass. Pros: streaming access to every single NFL game, including past seasons, all for $99 a year. Cons: NFL Game Pass doesn't include live games, and you'll need a device like Chromecast in order to stream to your TV. NFL Sunday Ticket. Pros: you can stream every out-of-market NFL game live, and it also includes Red Zone, replays, and condensed games. Cons: at $294 for NFL Sunday Ticket to Go and $396 for NFL Sunday Ticket Max, it's prohibitively expensive. In conclusion, if you're a transplanted or bandwagon fan, then you need an NFL Sunday Ticket to watch your favorite team play live. If you don't mind pre-recorded games, then NFL Game Pass will suffice. If you're a fantasy football fanatic, then having access to NFL Red Zone is a must. Red Zone is included with NFL Sunday Ticket, Sling TV, Fubo TV, YouTube TV, and NFL Game Pass. Finally, if you're a sports junkie, that is, you watch more than two NFL games every Sunday, then you need a provider that carries NBC Sports. Sunday Night Football is aired exclusively on NBC for local broadcasts. For live, out-of-market NFL games, you'll need NFL Sunday Ticket.